Hey, buddy. Wow, you changed up a lot since the last time we hung out. I really like what you're doing with your hair, and are these all new clothes? They look so good on you. Come on in and sit down. Let me get you something to drink. Today just seemed to drag on and on. I didn't have anything to do except wait for you to get here, so I tried cleaning up a little. Hope it shows. Even after I finished that, I still had a couple hours left, so I binged. I was watching Game of Thrones. I wish you could have showed up earlier. I think you would have liked it, but I know you said you had to run some errands. I promise that I won't spoil you anything. From your text, it sounded like you had a lot to do today. I wouldn't have been surprised if you had canceled, but thanks for making time for me. Oh hey, what's up? You're like always down for hugs, and you've been uncharacteristically quiet. Did I do something wrong? I'm sorry, did I misgender you? I wasn't paying close attention to my words, but I've been practicing your names and pronouns so much, I'm so... Oh, not me, but everyone else? What do you mean by that? Was someone acting hateful towards you while you were out today? Not exactly. You feel like people just don't see you as a real man. Why do you say that? What? None of these things make you less of a man. I'm sure no one even picked up on all that. There's nothing wrong with being a sensitive guy. I like that you're sensitive. You just wish that people saw you as less sensitive and more dominant. What do you mean by dominant? Oh, like a typical guy. Yeah, I guess we do tend to associate dominance with men more. I can see why you would want that, but I mean, since you've come out and started presenting as your most genuine self, you've got this air about you. You've been a lot more happy, a lot more confident. You have this swagger that you didn't when you were in the closet. It's really attractive. And you know me, you know I'm only attracted to, well, men, so, you know, you have the straight girl seal of approval. Yeah, I totally mean it. You're really attractive to me now. When you make your voice so low, I could totally see myself calling you daddy. Okay, maybe not that, but your voice is nice. It totally exudes dominance. Would it be okay if I touched you? If you're still not feeling comfortable with it, that's totally okay. Okay. Is there anywhere you don't want me to touch you? Your chest. Got it. Well, not touch. I'm sorry that it felt like the world was against you today. You're really brave and really strong. You're one of the best men I know. And you're handsome to boot. And if you want it, or if you think it would help, I'd totally let you dominate me. I'll take that as a yes. Yes, sir. Oh gosh, your hands are really rough with my body. You're gripping me so tight. I feel so small and defenseless underneath your touch. Do you like how my breasts look in your hands, sir? Is that why you're squeezing them so hard? Would you like me to use my mouth on you? Can I please suck your cock, sir? Oh, wow. It's a lot bigger than I thought it would be. Is that because of the tea? Sorry, you're right. This isn't a Q&A. Let me just... You taste so good, sir. Do you like having your cock in my pretty mouth? Grab my hair while I suck you off. Please, fuck my mouth. Let me serve you. I want you to come all over my face. Was that good? You look pretty pleased. God, I didn't know I could get so turned on just from sucking cock. Let me just lift up my skirt. I think I'm dripping through my underwear. You're so strong, but what are you? Oh, returning the favor. What a gentleman. You're so good at this. Your tongue feels amazing. This is the best it's ever felt. I wish you could bury your hands, some face between my legs. I'm already so close. Please, let me come. Can I please come, sir? Well, do you feel better? At least a little. A lot. I'm really glad to hear that. Let me know whenever you feel this way again, okay? I promise I won't always deal with your dysphoria like this, but I will always be there to help.